Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Katrina James, and she is the officer in charge at the Atlantic Post Office. Good morning to you, Katrina.
Good morning.
Well, in the coming week, the mail carriers, letter carriers, are going to be carrying more than food, perhaps. And so this event is called?
It is the National Association of Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive.
And why do you do this?
We do this because every day, one in seven of our neighbors is experiencing hunger. And these are donations that will go directly to helping our neighbors in need and help build a hunger-free community.
Okay. And the food that people donate, food and other things, we're going to talk about that in a minute, is, and how you distribute that is through.
We will be donating it through the Atlantic Food Pantry.
Okay. It's good to have a kind of a set-up way that you can do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And I'm sure that they are very happy that you are doing this because I think at Christmas time they get a lot, and maybe about now things are not quite so available.
Yeah, it's time to replenish.
Okay. So you're asking people, both rural and in town, to contribute something. And, you know, the first thing we think of, food pantry, we're going to contribute cans of food, but it could be beyond that.
Yes, we're doing non-perishable food items, and then non-food items such as toilet paper, diapers, toothpaste, anything like that can help out.
Okay, now when you say non-perishable food, the first thing I think of course is canned goods, canned peaches, canned pear, peas,
yeah.
whatever. But are there some package kinds of things that you think could also be put in this?
Oh, yeah. Anything from cereal to ramen noodle packages, anything that won't spoil.
Okay. And usually this is, in the past I've heard this is one day, but Katrina, you're expanding this a bit. It's maybe an official day, but you're expanding it beyond a day.
Yeah, the official date is Saturday, May 14th, and we are going to have a drop box in the lobby of the post office. We're going to go ahead and start that Tuesday. That would be May 10th. And that way anybody that's going to be gone over the weekend or is unable to leave something out, maybe their mailbox isn't by their door and they don't want to leave it out just for anybody to grab or anything, they can bring it down to the post office and go ahead and drop it there and still contribute.
Okay. And how are we, as we get our mail, how are we going to know about this event?
Starting Tuesday, and it'll be all week, the carriers are going to deliver postcard reminders as well as Hy-Vee sponsored bags. The bags you don't have to use. If you've got a lot you want to donate and you want to put it in a box or your own bag, you're more than welcome to do that. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and provide bags and postcard reminders for you.
Okay, and then we just expect to see that with our mail.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so don't be frightened if you've got a plastic bag in your mail. It is from us.
Go ahead. And okay, it's a plastic bag, and they'll probably say Hy-Vee on it.
Yes, yep, okay. Just like you would see at the grocery store.
Okay, so know that that is for you to use to donate something that you would like to give, even if it's just one thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One helps.
Yes.
All of it will be going to anybody in need. Mm-hmm. We don't need anybody hungry. So
that's true. And sometimes I think we kind of forget if we take care of ourselves and the people we know are probably just, you know, no problems. But there are a lot of people who are hungry. And I don't have the statistics on this, but I'm thinking a lot of those people might be children, mm-hmm. or they might be elderly folks. So let's share and share alike. So you said we got this plastic grocery bag, and we can put the whatever it is we want to donate in the bag or another container.
Correct.
Okay. So I can't put that in my mailbox. What are my options for donating it?
You can leave it anywhere near your mailbox. Could be on the ground as well. You can leave it on the curb, on your porch. Or if it's somewhere, if you want to leave it, say you're a rural carrier and you get packages in a certain spot, go ahead and just notify us and say, hey, I'm going to leave my cans where you guys would leave your packages.
Okay. Now, I'm sure that all of the mail carriers would really appreciate it if we have very much that it gets delivered to the post office. But you also mentioned about, you know, leaving it on the porch, leaving it somewhere else. Would anybody else be picking up those things?
Yes, it won't just be the carriers. There'll be myself. We're getting friends, families, and any volunteers. So if anybody is walking around and not in uniform, they are helping us out. I do have pins. I don't know if I have enough pins for everybody, but they should have a stamp out hunger pin on to kind of let you know who they are.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes. And I know sometimes in the past you've had Boy Scouts or somebody else doing that. So it is beyond the local folks who work in the post office. But how many people are there out there? You know, I don't even know, Katrina, how many rural carriers are there?
I have 3 rural carriers, and then there are 5 city carriers, so 8 total, that they'd be able to pack their vehicles. They would be able to have somebody following them around in town. The rural carriers are kind of on their own on that one, but they've got room. The city carriers will have people driving around behind them so that we can fill up our cars, and we'll make trips back to the post office, go ahead and do a drop, and head back out and get some more.
Okay. A really good plan. It just sounds like you've done so much good organization on this. And, you know, I don't ever remember in the past having, as a rural person, having the opportunity to participate.
And I'm not fully sure how they've done it in the past, but yes, absolutely. We want the whole community involved.
That's really great, Katrina. You've done a great job. So, again, this, think about, you know, I know I have a couple cans of food in there that are not out of date.
Correct.
That I've not been using. I'm thinking, this would be a good thing to do. I mean, they're not weird things either. I just, you know, maybe bought extra and now I'm not using it. If we look around, we probably, many of us, have the extra food that we could donate in some way, either to the carrier or, as you say, bring it to the lobby. What are the lobby hours?
Monday through Friday, it is 8:30 to 4:15. And then Saturday, the day of the drive, it's actually open from 9 until noon. After that, we'll actually be out collecting from the town herself.
Okay. And then when you've collected all this food, I understand you're sort of having an official get-together with the food pantry.
Yes, Monday, that would be
the 16th.
May 16th. Yes. We are getting together at 10 o'clock in the morning to make our official donation.
And I know you're going to have some happy folks, both at those who organize the pantry as well as those who are recipients will be happy to see what you have. Now, food can be kind of heavy. I would think we're probably talking maybe thousands of pounds.
Yep. The nationwide goal is actually 45,000 pounds. And in the past in Atlantic, I've heard employees talking about us reaching 2,000 pounds. So now we have a goal, and we want to go above and beyond there.
2,000 pounds, that's a ton.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. It says people have been pretty generous in the past.
Yes.
But it's kind of I think it's really pretty exciting, all of the work that you put forward to this and all the people who are involved of getting all of this work done. Now, you said this is a national program?
Yes. Yep, it is. Post offices across the way. So we specify for our area. It's up to us to find our food pantry where we're going to donate. So, yes, there is those small towns that may not have those, so they'll just go to the nearest or whoever they can find. If the Boy Scouts have an idea who's helping, then it can go right over to them.
Okay, so will the post offices in all of our town, will Lewis and Anita, do you know?
They should be. As far as I know, yes. That's a different district, so I'm not 100% on that. But, yes, I believe it is nationwide for us.
Okay, they certainly have the opportunity to do that.
Yes.
And it's a way to kind of feel good about what you're doing, I think. You, Katrina, I'm sure it's going to feel really good when you see all of this food coming in. And then you have to weigh it to know where you're going to weigh it.
We have a very large scale at work, actually, that we will weigh it all. We'll get the concluding poundage, and then we'll send that off to the district, and then that's when we'll be able to officially donate over to the pantry then.
There aren't any contests between post offices, are there?
No, just bragging rights.
There you go. That's important, too. So, again, let's review when we will look for the card and the Hy-Vee bag in our mail.
Starting Tuesday, May 10th.
Okay, and that's today when you hear this. And then from then on until
Saturday, May 14th.
Okay, you can get your donation to your carrier or bring it into the post office.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's a great effort on the part of you, Katrina, and the part of all the carriers. This is extra work, so we have to say thank you for everybody being willing to do that extra work. So thank you so much, Katrina James, who is the officer in charge at the Atlantic Post Office, for coming in and visiting with us about this. Until next time, here's a thought. Never forget the importance of history to know nothing of what happened before you took your place on earth, is to remain a child forever.